Your life, your station, 2ST. G'day, it's Adam Straney with you this morning. You know, we all think that they're cute and cuddly. Well, some people, and I don't know about cuddly either, but you know, loads of kids love having the lizards and the snakes. They're increasingly popular pets for kids across Australia, but you know what? They can be really, really awfully contaminated. To talk about it from the Australian Veterinary Association, Dr. Robert Johnson, good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you, Adam.
Now, look, they certainly are quite contaminated. I've got to admit, I don't really go much on the lizards and snakes, but, you know, they are a great pet for kids, aren't they?
They are. They're becoming increasingly popular as pets, snakes, lizards and turtles, and they're quite easy to keep if you get it right, and they don't bark, they don't make a noise, they don't upset your neighbours, and, they're wonderful little pets, and it's a link that kids can have to the bush and the wildlife, because the only reptiles you can keep as pets in Australia are native ones.
Now, obviously, as you mentioned, they are great pets, and kids just love their lizards, their snakes, and a couple of big kids love lizards and some weird snakes as well. But, of course, there are some unexpected dangers that parents need to be aware of, don't they?
Yeah, it's incumbent upon parents to make sure that their children wash their hands when they're handling reptiles. So after they've got their little pet turtle or lizard out, they should wash their hands and wash it for a reasonable amount of time. The best thing is to sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star once, or if you don't know the words for that, Happy Birthday twice, and that's a sufficient time get all the grot off your hands.
Oh, that's incredible. That's a really good tip. So Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or Happy Birthday twice is the good amount of time to wash all of that. What is it that they actually hold, the lizards and snakes? What is it that the kids can get?
They can hold salmonella. There have been lots of cases of salmonella overseas. So you don't just get salmonella from eating a dodgy chicken kebab.
Yeah.
So it's really important to have good hygiene, and you don't eat or drink straight after you've handled a reptile, or adults shouldn't smoke after they've handled a reptile, and you don't, say, give the reptile a bath in the kitchen sink, or clean the reptile equipment in the bathroom or the kitchen, and you just have common sense about these things. There's plenty of things you can catch from other animals as well, dogs and cats and horses, so one has to be quite careful.
All right, well, there you go. Some great advice from the Australian Veterinary Association. Dr. Robert Johnson, great to catch up with you this morning, and I'm sort of thinking twice about getting my daughter a lizard for her birthday now.
Oh, you know who to contact anyhow.